sanctuary. He said you will lead them. You will bring them into that place where you have prepared for them. You will plant them in that mountain. Father, we ask that the word will lift us and establish us in the heavens. Give us ears to hear tonight. Father, give us eyes to see. Give us hearts to understand and to apprehend. Let the word go forth in a right spirit. Let it be received in a right spirit. Lord, we ask for bread for the eater. We ask for seed for the sower. In the name of Jesus Christ. We rebuke, oh God, every distraction. We rebuke every hindrance. We rebuke every resistance. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask, Lord, that there might be a watering of this place, that our soul might be soaked today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's quickly turn to Genesis chapter 24. Genesis chapter 24. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 24. We're going to read quickly a couple of verses there. Praise the Lord. Okay, I want to read from verse 53. Are we there? Praise the Lord. Okay, sorry, verse 52. And when Abraham's servants heard their words, he bowed himself to the ground before the Lord. And the servant brought out jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment and gave them to Rebekah. He gave also to her brother and to her mother precious things. And they did eat and drink, he and the men with him, and tarried all night. And he rose up in the morning, and he said, send me away unto my master. Praise the name of the Lord. And her brother and her mother said, let the damsel abide with us a few days, at the least 10, and after that she shall go. And he said unto them, hinder me not, seeing the Lord hath prospered my way. Send me away, that I may go to my master. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, if you were to give a title for purposes of remembrance, we will title it, hinder me not. Praise the name of the Lord. So we're going to be talking about hindrances, resistances, snares, entanglements. Praise the name of the Lord. Impediments in this return to the Father's house. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We've been talking a lot here. A lot of questions, boyfriend, girlfriend, trouser, and what else again? Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord has one solution to all of these issues. And if you have heard me before, you would have been hearing me say that we have crossed the realm where we ask questions. Is this a sin? Praise the name of the Lord to do this. Is it right to do this? But Abbot was talking this morning about the tree of knowledge of good and evil. When you keep eating of that tree, you'll be asking, is it right to do this? Is it wrong to do this? Praise the name of the Lord. The moment you shift to the tree of what now? Life. Everything changes. And there's only one reason for it. You see, the church is coming to the point where the focal point of our lives must change from pleasing ourselves to what? Pleasing God. And as we're going to see, it is a fundamental shift. It is that place where there are going to be separations. Praise the name of the Lord. Where the two will be lying
on one bed.
Brother, are we understanding me?
Two will be lying on one bed.
And one will be what? Taken.
You know, he is taken in a snare, entangled, caught up in a web that will ultimately destroy him.
Are we together, brethren?
You know, I'm talking to church now. And I pray that the Lord will give us some understanding. If we are living in that realm, you know, because when questions are asked, what you see is people who want to please what now? Themselves. I like this. I like that. I do this because I like it. You don't do anything because you like it. Because you are purchased. Are we together, brethren? I don't know if you understand the meaning that you are bought with a price. Hello, are you understanding me? You don't belong to who? Yourself. It's a serious word. He said, you have redeemed us by your what now? Blood. That word redeem means purchase. When somebody pays for a thing, that thing does what? Belongs to him. I don't know if you understand the implications. It's very serious. Simply means that your choice. When we were under the devil's discipline, we didn't have a choice. How many people know that? We are under what? Bondage. We had no choice. We were compelled by certain forces and powers. You think you had a choice. You are being manipulated by appetites. Do you understand me? Delusions in our minds. And we're being led by the nose to destruction. And then we were redeemed. Praise the name of the Lord. We exchanged one form of, as it were, ownership for another form of ownership. Are we together? Brethren, are we together, brethren? One form of ownership for another. The problem is that we have not realized this new form of ownership. And so we see people asking this question, asking that question. You know, there are certain scriptures. You know, the Bible says, let not your adorning be of braided hair. Does it mean you shouldn't braid your hair? No. Does it mean you shouldn't wear gold? No. Does it mean you should not wear apparel? No. If it's not, then what is he saying? You know, for most of us, what defines us is the dress that we do what? We wear. Are you getting my point? That's why fashion is an issue. Because we are defined from where? From the outside. The Lord says your definition should not come from the outside. It should come from where? The inside. And brethren, this is not theory. As we're going to see, the Lord is making a demand of a people. And this is that time when everything must change. Praise the name of the Lord. When it changes, the kind of questions you hear in an environment tells you where everybody is. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You come from a point, I'm no longer religious. I have Christian friends who wear, you understand, women who wear trousers. I'm not, you understand the point? I don't even argue with them. The reason is because if you argue from just a scriptural, intellectual perspective, you know, it has not solved the word, the problem. It has not solved the problem. All those externals never solve what now? Problems. Praise the name of the Lord. When a man enters into the life of the Spirit, everything does what? Changes. Everything changes. And this is the life that God is calling us to live. There is a life of the Spirit, believe me, and that life is the land that was prepared for us. Praise the name of the Lord. And brethren, we must begin to understand that. If you don't wear trousers here, you wear it outside. There's one club, you know, where it's called Orange Room. The dress young girls wear to go in. Do you understand? From their house. They reach the club, they change. Then they wear the dress they used to enter the nightclub. A different dress. Praise the name of the Lord. When they are there, they are different people. The soul can be what they call multiple personalities, can dwell where? Inside one person. Praise the name of the Lord. And that's not what the robe that Jesus wore was, a seamless robe. It was woven from top to what now? Bottom. There's no, it's not torn. It's one personality. You are not a hypocrite. You do not pretend. You are who you are in the dark, in the light. Do you understand? And only the Spirit of God can build that kind of life inside you. Praise the name of the Lord. And brethren, this is where we are. Now let's get back to this story. You know, Abraham's servant, we all know the story, is a type of the Holy Spirit. Is it not? But I'm not sure you know that it's also a type of you and me. It is my story. The Lord Abraham sent his servant on an assignment. Praise the name of the Lord. To go and get what now? A bride. Brethren, when you receive the Holy Spirit, you are also released on an assignment to make the soul what? Submissive. Are we together, brethren? Are you with me? I want to understand, brethren, that we are together. The essence is not the speaking in tongues. Praise the name of the Lord. The essence is to bring the soul nature to do what now? To obey. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? That is the assignment. Every one of us came into this world with a mandate. Jesus said, when the scripture says of Jesus, when he cometh into the world, he was clear about his assignment. He said, sacrifice and offerings. Religion is not what I'm interested in. But he said, a body. You have what? Prepare. I come to do your will, as it is written in the volume of what? The books. You as a person. There is something written of you before you were born. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you with me? Whether you like it or not, nobody here comes into this world without an assignment. And believe me, you must seek the Lord and find out who you are and what you were sent here to do what? To do. So that when you finish it, like Jesus did in John chapter 17, he can also stand and give account and say, Father, the assignment you gave to me, I have what? I have carried it out. Praise the name of the Lord. I have what? Carried it out. Many will die, leave this body, and they will not know what the assignment was, neither will they fulfill it. Praise the name of the Lord. But brethren, we are coming to a time when the Lord is making a call. As we're going to see through certain stories in the scriptures, Abraham's servant came to a point and he connected with this woman. It is you and my assignment to discover this woman, my soul. Praise the name of the Lord, and to minister to her. The word you hear, the word I hear every day, is supposed to minister to this woman until she becomes what now? Willing. Praise the name of the Lord. At this point, everything about her does what? Changes. It's all about Isaac. Praise the name of the Lord. It is all about who? Isaac. Everything about her is about meeting this man. Praise the name of the Lord. And here, he came to that point, and the woman said, I will what? I will go. That was not the end of the story. He ministered to her parents. Praise the name of the Lord. That natural environment where she came from. And they said, fine, she wants to go. Let her what? Go. But then they made one request, which is going to be the foundation of what we're going to talk about briefly. She said, please, let us what? Tarry. Praise the name of the Lord. Let her just stay for what? A while. 10 days. Let us what? Eat. And what? Drink. And wine and dance and be merry. Praise the name of the Lord. It wasn't a bad request, was it? No, let's be real. Was it a bad request? Was it sinful? Hello, I'm asking a question. Was it sinful? No. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, there are things that we are still tarrying over. That the Lord says, it's time to do what now? Get out of. It's not that it is sinful. It's not that it is wrong. It is simply that, look, I need to get what? Back to the one who sent me out. Hello, are you with me? Praise the name of the Lord. And I pray and I hope that we are understanding and following this story. He said, do not what? Hinder me. Do not become an obstacle. Do not become an impediment. Do not become a stumbling block. Do not become a, what now? Opposition to me. I have an assignment. I must get back to him. Praise the name of the Lord. But a man fell. Maybe we have forgotten that we fell. But as we are going to see, we fell. Praise the name of the Lord. We left the Father's house. Hello? Is this better? Okay, praise the Lord. We left the Father's house. And we fell. Praise the name of the Lord. And brethren, we fell into this realm that we're talking about, good and evil. If we start talking about good and evil, every one of us here has a different word, opinion. Are we together? Hello? The only place that we're in agreement is in the spirit. That's the only place. And there's no other place. Praise the name of the Lord. And God is seeking to begin to bring us into that place where the spirit becomes the dominant reality. Praise the name of the Lord. And so, all of us here, God wants to bring us to this point. Abraham's servant came to this place. And they said, tarry. He said, look, do not what? Hinder me. Do not resist me. Do not oppose me. I want to say this, I'll say it quickly. That message is my prayer, my attitude, my position as far as this world, what now, environment is concerned. Brother, are we together? It is my message to certain habits. It is my message to certain attitudes, to a lifestyle that I have. I want to speak to it. I said, do not what now, hinder me. Are you with me, brethren? And you see, it's not just a story. It is a practical response that I must look at my life and find out the hindrances, the impediments, the oppositions. Praise the name of the Lord. And I begin to practically what now? Address it. I must return back to my master. Now, what is this? Every one of us, those who were here when we shared the message on Touch Me Not, every one of us is on a journey. And that journey has three phases. Praise the name of the Lord. The first phase is called resurrection. Praise the name of the Lord. When you get born again, there's a resurrection that takes place within you. You were dead. You are now made what? Alive. Praise the name of... Are we together, brethren? You were dead in sin and what? Trespass. Colossians say that now you are dead. Christ has what now? Quickened you, made you what? Alive. And giving you an ability to be aware of spiritual reality. Praise the name of the Lord. The second phase is called ascension. Praise the name of the Lord. From the day you got born again, there is an upward journey that every one of us must what? Make. Colossians 2 says, if you be risen with who? With Christ. Assuming that you have had this experience, you are a Christian, you're born again, then something must happen. He says, set your what? Mind, emotions, your desire upon what now? Things what? Above. Set it. Fix it there. Establish it there. Praise the name of the Lord. This is what your goal should be. They ask you, what is your vision? My vision is to set my affections on what now? Things above. Because there are things in this environment that constitute what? An impediment to you. Now let's read John chapter
Sorry, Matthew chapter 16. Quickly, praise the name of the Lord. Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16. Praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 16. Are we there? Okay. Hallelujah. Let me start from verse 21. From that time forth, began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, "Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee." Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. At this point in time, something had changed. You know, brethren, many of us have been Christians for a long time. But when this kingdom message came, something changed in terms of what now? Focus. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord began to bring a focus on the subduing of the soul, what? Nature. And the life of the Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. And that through much tribulation, we will enter into what? The kingdom of God. As we're going to see, there is also another gospel. Those two are standing what? Side by side. Jesus said, "This son of man, you are that son of man that is on a journey to the Father's what? House." He said, you must pass through dealings, experiences, tribulation, and all kinds of things that God wants to use to subdue this old man. Now, look at Peter. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, "Lord, this shall not what happen today." Now, praise the name of the Lord. I was looking at one translation. And one translation said, "Lord, don't be too hard on yourself." That's translation. Are you getting my point? Do not be what? Too hard on yourself. If you don't remember anything, remember this. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, do not be too hard on yourself. Have pity on what? On yourself. That's, if you look at the Greek marginal rendering, it's have pity on yourself. This fasting is too much. Praise the name of the Lord. Every time fasting, 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 fasting. Every time prayer, prayer, prayer. Do you understand the point? Relax a little. Hello, brethren. That is a voice coming forth from where? From within. You could also hear it set from certain ministries, certain pulpits. Pray. This is the content of what now? Their message. You are too tight. Loosen up a little. Praise the name of God. Are we together, brethren? He said, take it easy. This your thing is too what now? Too extreme. That translated, have pity on yourself. Praise the name of the Lord. Have you heard that voice before? Sometimes your body tells you that. Sometimes your environment tells you. Sometimes somebody, a preacher, tells you that. Praise the name of the Lord. How did Jesus respond? That is your response. That is my response. Praise the name of the Lord. He said what? Get out of my way. Brethren, what are we talking about? I'm saying that God is saying to you and to me to take an honest evaluation of your lifestyle. It's not enough to hear this message. Praise the name of the Lord. We need to begin to find out what are the impediments. There are lifestyles, there are habits, there are appetites that are what? Impediments. Praise the name of the Lord. I used to ask the young people, you know, where was I? I said, how many times have you ever woken up in the morning, you want to pray? Your phone does what? Pyam, pyam. Message has a comment. He said, okay, let me just check this message. You never got back to that prayer. Has it happened to you before? I want to see your hand up. Those who are truthful. Praise the name of the Lord. That was the end of what now?
The prayer. From checking the message, you went to WhatsApp. From WhatsApp, you went to what now? Facebook. From Facebook, you went to what? Instagram. And then before you knew it, somebody sent one funny video. And you, from the video to another video, to another video, to another video. Has it happened to you before? Yes. Praise the name of the Lord. It's an impediment. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? Social media has become a spirit. Are you understanding me, brethren? And I want to tell you, if that impediment is not taken out, you are not going anywhere. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together? There is a spirit in that thing. Until you recognize that a spirit and say, get behind me, what? Satan. You must speak that. Jesus spoke. The thing came, it was Peter that had just ministered and said, you are what? The Christ. The Son of the living what? God. What other impediments could a man have? Food. How many people love food here? Some particular type of what now? Of food. You would rather eat than fast. Is it not correct? It's much more enjoyable to eat, is it not? But it's what now? It's an impediment. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There is a spirit that says, take it easy. Don't be too hard on yourself. Brother, you have to be hard though. Praise the name of the Lord. Because this is a feast of atonement. Are we together, brethren? This soul must be tortured. That's why Jesus went to the cross. Are we together, brethren? That is the way you and I are what? Are going. Hinder me not. Look at that situation in your life. Wake up and say, get behind me, Satan. Do not be. Look at what Amplified says here. He says, you are in my way. Praise the name of the Lord. You are obstructing me. I am on a journey. The Bible said, of us are rising up to appear before the Father. Praise the name of the Lord. To be manifested, to be revealed before the Father. You are in my way. What is in your way? What is in your way? I don't think that what is in your way is hidden from you. You know it. The issue is that thing is saying, tarry a little with me. Do you understand the point? Tarry a little with me. Tomorrow you can go. But not today. Are we together, brethren? Let's eat and drink a little more. It's good. I like your company. It could be relationship. It could be friends. In your mind, you know that this thing is not helpful for me. Every time I'm in this environment, I find myself, what now? Compromising. I do not talk about spiritual things. I'm sure you understand, young people, that every relationship is based on agreement. Do you understand the point? Let me tell you, if you have a close friend, there are things upon which you are agreed. The Bible says two cannot work now, work together, except they be what? Agreed. That is that common ground. And since he's an unbeliever, he's not on your ground. Are you understanding me? They are not on your ground. It is you that is giving ground in order to sustain what now? That relationship. Oh, hallelujah. Are you understanding me? It's an impediment. You have to take stock. Jesus was prepared. Peter was, you understand? But he said, look, Peter, do what? Get out. Step out. It says you are what? It said you are a hindrance. Sorry, it says an offense. Offense here, it means a stumbling block. Something every time I get there, I do what? I trip. You find that if you stay in that environment, there is a cycle of sin, a vicious cycle that you find yourself keep, you understand? You keep falling into it because there's a stumbling block there. That relationship has to be what? Broken. So this is the time to make certain choices. Praise the name of the Lord. I wish we had more time. But you see, you must identify the obstacles. You must identify the impediments. And you must viciously. Jesus was very vicious with Peter. I don't need to understand. He wasn't thinking how Peter, whether he'd be offended or not. You understand? It was a reaction. Do you know why? His whole being was committed to going the direction the Father had what now set for him. Nothing must stand as what? A hindrance, an impediment. Until we acquire this attitude, And brethren, our whole environment, everything around us say, look, get behind me. Get out of my way. Do you understand? Do not hinder me. Hallelujah. I speak to my body. Body, don't hinder me. Praise the name of the Lord. You are an offense to me. You are a hindrance to me. Praise the name of the Lord. I must drink the cup that the Father has what? Has kept for me. Brethren, we must have a right attitude to get to our destination. If we begin to tarry, something bad will happen. There was a man in Judges chapter 19. You know, his wife ran away. Isn't that correct? His concubine. And after a while, she went with another man. When the man's anger had cooled down, he went back to get her. Praise the name of the Lord. He went back to get her. And when he got there, his father-in-law was very happy to see him. Praise the name of the Lord. And he spoke kindly to her. Wooed her. And the woman agreed to do what? To go back. Everything went well. There wasn't one problem. He was ready to go. The man said, one more night. Praise the name of the Lord. One more night. That one more night is just something that happened recently. A girl had a boyfriend. And then she broke that relationship. And this boy planned revenge. And was able to lure her for one more, say, bye-bye, farewell night. And she foolishly followed this young man. How we got to know about the story was that she told her friend that, look, you understand, she's going with this person. So the young man lured her into the hotel and strangled her to death. And kept the body inside the hotel. You know the funny thing, the hotel people came and saw the body and quietly took her and buried her to avoid the scandal. I'm talking you real life. Because I was talking with the president of the hotel association. They buried her so that no trace. You know how these things happen now. The girl, her friend, started calling her number. Number was not going again. She went to her place where she was staying. Place was locked. So she got worried and now went and made a report to the girl's family. They went to police. Police went and picked this boy up. And the boy confessed that he killed her in that hotel. So they went to the hotel. Hotel people said, you know, we buried her. And they had to go and exhume the body. And this is real. Now, for young people here, you know, I'm sure you understand that we have reached peak darkness. We should be talking boyfriend here. Oh. You understand the point? The last girl, 2 days, her last 2 weeks, what's up to the last 2 weeks? Something that happened in Port Harcourt happened in the worry. You know, these Yahoo boys, they killed the girl and used this white handkerchief. Does anybody know the story here? It happened in Port Harcourt. It happened in the worry. You know, where the hotel is just by my house. It's their own ritual. Every day, young girls are disappearing by the hundreds. Driven by this, you know, mad drive. And then, brethren, the generation of these boys we have now are no more human beings. They've moved into the realm of beasts. So we shouldn't be talking boyfriend here. I mean, by now, we should be scared enough to seek the Lord. Do you understand the point? To seek the Lord. Young boy can use a handkerchief like this. You pass on the road, just do it on your face like this. Chicken, now that's the end of the story for you. And you're still not born again. And you're still playing with your Christianity. What are you talking about? Are you mad? Are you mad? Why will you be gambling with your life? Every day you see, look, you know, sometimes they send me things on social media. Videos, young boys, they just one day strangled the girl. I saw a group of boys, and one of them was shouting, "Esok amunu bo this girl, oh." And they were interviewing the one who killed her. I said they strangled her. Offered her 30,000. Contacted her on social media. And she came, killed her for this ritual. The other one used knife, blood all over the place. And these things are happening all the time. So who is begging you now to get into the Lord? Praise the name of the Lord. Pray. This is the environment where we are. So why are we tarrying? Why are you tarrying with that pet sin? Why are you tarrying with that friend that you know is not helpful to you? Why are you tarrying? Where are you tarrying? Look at what happened to this man. The first night, the in-law said, stay now. He stayed. They had a good time. Second night, he wanted to go. He said, stay now. To the fifth night. By that day, he wanted to go in the morning. The man said, just let's enjoy. So he kept eating and drinking with him until afternoon. This time, he said he must go. Unfortunately, when he left, it was towards evening, what now? Time. And he got into what? Trouble. You know the story. He tarried longer than what now? He should. He should have, the first day, he should have said, I've gotten what I want. Do not what now? Hinder me. Do not delay me. What is it that is delaying you, my dear brother? What is it that impediment that you are not willing to give up at this point in time? What is that aspect of your life you are not prepared to address? I say, Lord, this thing, I must deal with it. It is becoming a hindrance. I want to move in the realm of the spirit, but this thing just pulls me down. Speak to your life. Speak to your environment. Say, do not what now? Hinder me. Peter, the Lord Jesus said to Peter, he said, you are a what? An offense, a hindrance, and what now? A snare. Do you know what a snare is? It's a rope that what? Ties you. You just can't get out of that situation. It's a vicious cycle. Praise the name of the Lord. There is balm in what now? In Gilead. There is anointing to break the yoke. Amen. This is the hour when anybody who wants to be free will be what now? Free. We are in that time. He said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be what? Saved. Don't tell me that's a situation. Bring it and we will deal with it. Hallelujah. Brother, we are seeing miracles. We are seeing things happen. We are seeing God working deliverances. Whosoever will, let him come. It is you that has chosen to do what? To tarry. What is that secret? Bring it to the light and the yoke will be what? Broken. There is no time to waste. It is getting late. At night, bad things happen. What happened to this man? It was night. He got into the wrong environment. And it was very tragic. Praise the name of the Lord. Jesus said to Peter, he said, you are savoring. You are not savoring the things of what now? The spirit. Brethren, what it means here, to be minded. Let me read it out. Praise the name of the Lord. To savor means to direct one's mind towards a thing. Praise the name of the Lord. Where are you directing your mind to? Hallelujah. I'm asking a question. When I notice that, you know, I can comfortably watch home movies and I'm very happy sitting down, is eating and what? Drinking. Do you know what that means? Who was it that gave us this eating and drinking with the drunken? There was this time they shared that pamphlet. How many people remember it here? I think we should share it out again. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, this world system needs to be divorced. Brother, are you following what I'm saying? Drastic decisions must be taken. Brother, because we are ascending. Praise the name of the Lord. We are what? Ascending. And then there are impediments to ascension. You know, the Bible says the uncircumcised and what now? The unclean cannot enter. Praise the name of the Lord. God wants to bring a circumcision. It will release me to soar in the spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. If my soul is uncircumcised, I'll be bound to what now? To the earth. My appetite. Prayer will become an offense to me. Are we together, brethren? The fellowship is an offense. Spending time with the word of God is an offense. Praise the name of the Lord. Fasting becomes an offense. Because that voice keeps saying, just have pity on yourself now. Take it easy on yourself. Because it is not savoring the thing. I must develop an appetite for the things of the Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord, brethren. What is your hindrance? Speak to it. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? Hinder me not. Hinder me not. Do not hinder me. Release me. Let me go home. Jacob came to that point. He said to Laban, do you understand? I'm done with this level of Christianity. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we talking, you know, it was a level of Christianity. Yes. It was a Christianity that was mingled with wuru-wuru, do you understand? And all that. And God was blessing him there. But he was not where he was supposed to be. He needed to return back to what now? The father's house. And in going to the father's house, he needed to confront who now? Esau. Esau is an aspect of his own what now? Personality. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. There is a judgment on our lives that we must impose. You must look at the situations and brother, you must make decisions. If you listen to the voice of this strange woman, you will tarry at the wine. Proverbs 23, say, who has what now? Wool. Wounds without what? A curse. Who? Those who are what? Tarrying at the wine. But in the world system, the Bible describes as wine in the cup of who now? Of Babylon. Some of us are still too excited with the world. Praise the name of the Lord. Hello, are you hearing me? When you can spend time reading what Davido is doing and what Tiwa Savage is wearing, what she's doing with WizKid, and you know it all. We come here, you can't talk. But when you raise up Davido now, hey, you begin to talk. Something is seriously what? Wrong. That appetite is an impediment. Let me tell you why. You can't serve two masters at what? At the same time. Do you understand that? As long as you enjoy this one, it will diminish your appetite for what now? The things of the spirit. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And you keep wondering, why am I not growing? Why am I not, you know, making progress? There is what? An impediment. Praise the name of the Lord. A hindrance. And you see, when you have a hindrance, you become a hinder part. Let me explain. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, there are two parts of a ship. There is a fore part. And there is a what now? The hinder part. Did you know that? Acts of the Apostles 28. They were in a ship. And the ship came to a place. And the ship did what? Jam ground. Do you know what happened? They say the fore part remained what? Immovable. Is that correct? Firm. Unshakable. But the hinder part was what now? Broken to pieces. Brethren, when the church will hit tribulation, the fore part will remain what? Anchored, safe, unshakable, unmovable, grounded, rooted. But those hinder parts, let me tell you who the hinder parts are. You know, when Balak hired Balaam to curse Israel, he brought him into the high places of Baal. You know, in my soul, there are high places. Those are strongholds, habits. Do you understand? Those weak areas, the enemy comes to stand to do what now? To curse. You know, he said, when you stand there, you will not see all of them. You will see what now? The uttermost part of them. Who are those uttermost? They are the boundary dwellers. You know, you see, like we are here now, there is a tabernacle here. There are those who are dwelling in the center. Is it correct? The priests. Hello, did you hear me? There are people who are dwelling at the core, the epicenter. Then on this side, there are dwellers. Is that correct? The first tribe. Then there are tribes what now? Behind. And then in the tribe, there are those who are according to families, is it not? So there are people who are dwelling at what? The edge. These are different levels of consecration. Hello? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Different levels of what? Commitment. Different levels of dedication. Oh my God. You better get to the center. Because when Balaam wants to curse, he said, curse the what now? Those boundary dwellers. When Amalek wants to attack, who are they attacking? Those what now? Boundary dwellers. Those who are neither here nor what now? There. Are we together, brethren? If the enemy wants to send a curse here now, do you know those who we target? Those who are neither committed nor what now? Consecrated. Praise the name of the Lord. Those are the hinder what? Parts. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, brethren, the Lord is speaking to us at this time to examine ourselves. Praise the name of the Lord. Find out those things that do what? Hinder. And do what? Address them. They are real. They are practical. If you know something, a habit, that is an obstruction, don't tarry. Praise the name of the Lord. Do not what? Tarry. If you do, the Amalekites will get you. The Lord told Saul to judge that situation in his life. Are you getting my point? 2 Samuel chapter 1. He didn't. He spared it. He said, this is not so bad. Praise the name of the Lord. Why are they always pushing this in? Every time they're talking about it. What is really bad about it? Fine. Saul came to a place where he was in trouble. And you know, let me tell you, your life is sending out a message. There are two messages. Either you're saying, hinder me not to the world, or you are saying to the world, come and slay me. Do you know that what Saul said? He said, come and do what? Slay me. Why did he say that? Saul had fallen on his sword and he was not dead. Do you know, he said, because I'm in pain, my life is still, let me tell you, brethren, until the carnal life is what? Extinguished. You will be in what? Anguish. Are you hearing what I'm saying, brethren? There are aspects of our lives, if you do not judge them, this Christianity will be a bother to you. It will be a problem. You will not enjoy it. Jesus said, my yoke is easy. My burden is what? It's light. Why is it? When will it be easy? It's when you make up your mind to do God's what now? Will. But as long as there's rebellion, that determination to do my own will, what I like, my dear, you'll be frustrated. Are you getting my point? This journey will not enjoy it. When people are talking about enjoying with the Lord, spending time in his presence, you're wondering, what are they what talking about? Paul said, my life is whole. You understand, this carnal life is still tormenting me. Praise the name of the Lord. And he invited Amalekite. Do you know what Amalekite said? David asked him, why did you do this thing? He said, I saw that he could not live after that he had what? Fallen. Says who? He said, if a man dies, shall he live again? Shall he? Yes! The law of resurrection says that even if you are fallen, you can do what? You can live. Oh, hallelujah, brethren. The Lord is able to restore. Don't listen to that spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, I saw and I knew that after he had fallen, he could not do what now? Live. Says who? He said, there is hope of a tree. I don't know what situation you find yourself in. Don't listen to that voice that says you cannot do anything about it. You might as well just drown in it. He said, spirit is an Amalek spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. The Lord will judge Amalek. Amen. He will judge Balaam that cast stumbling blocks onto the people's land. Praise him. Whatever be your situation, I want you to know that if you want to serve God and worship him in spirit and in truth, the Lord will be able to raise you up. Oh. Let me tell some people, say, your own is too much. So Saul is saying, what can I do now? Kill me. Take my life. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, the Lord is able to raise you up. Hallelujah. Don't believe that lie that says he cannot live after that he had fallen. The Lord raises up fallen men. He can raise you up. He can change your situation. He can recover you. He can restore you. Make up your mind that impediment will no longer be an impediment to you. Tell it to, get behind me, Satan. Get out of my way. Praise the name of the Lord. I pray, brethren, that God will do something in our lives. It is time. Look, this life of the Spirit is inevitable. It is the only way. I had to come here today. They say the road is not safe. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? And yes, it's not safe. Every day, these guys jump out on the road. Sometimes they pack whole families into the bush. Husband, wife, children. So sometimes you say husband, they leave the man and carry the wife. You are still like this. Some men are carrying your wife into the bush. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? And these are not stories, because some of these people, you know them. So this morning, I said I must be here. You know, and then the enemy is saying, have mercy on yourself. You just got a new set of twins. So you have to stay alive to do what now? To take care of them. That's the voice. You have to make up what now? Your mind. Praise the name of the Lord. So you say what now? Get behind me what? Satan. Yes. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. You cannot live life based on security reports. Are we together, brethren? You must live life by the Spirit. And there is no compromise about it. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, let me tell you, nobody preserves his life. The Lord keeps. Praise the name of the Lord. But if we don't, we are, do you know this country, we're in a bad situation. It's amazing that we have never sat down to really fold the whole country together. When you consider what has been, do you understand, happening? Praise the name of the Lord. I mean, it's atrocious. Policemen went on an assignment, arrested a notorious kidnapper. This group, this Abakiari group, arrested him. And then army people came, killed the policeman, released the kidnapper. It's not true. You saw the video. These people were telling them, look at who we are. They identified themselves until they killed them. And then where is the kidnapper? Release, that's the point. Look, brethren, it's time for us to review everything. Praise the name of the Lord. Government cannot save you. Government cannot help you. Police cannot help you. Army cannot help you. Do you understand what I'm saying, brethren? It is time to turn to the Father. Jesus said something. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. That place is not in the sky. Brethren, are we together, brethren? Hello, are you understanding me? The church has completely bundled the scripture. He said, I go to prepare. That place, hallelujah, is in the Spirit. But we enjoy it where? Here. Praise the name of the Lord. And brethren, it's a place of safety. It's a place of victory. Praise the name of the Lord. So brethren, I just want to encourage us. If you cannot remember anything, remember that your message to the world and to the things in the world, to the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is what now? Hinder me not. Get out of my way. You are an offense to me. You are an impediment to me. You are an obstruction to me. Speak to your life. Speak to that situation. Speak to your appetite. Speak to your body. I must get to where the Father is taking me to. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. I pray that the Lord will bless you. I pray that this word will provoke something in your life. I pray that you take another look at yourself. How you are walking this walk. And brethren, please do not tarry longer than the appointed time. David told Amasa, go and rally round. There's a rebellion getting on here. Amasa went. The Bible says he tarried longer than what now? The set time. The situation was almost going out of hand. Almost going out of hand. But then we must not tarry. We must begin the return journey. Praise the name of the Lord. God bless you.